Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Welcome everybody to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. Once again, it's always such a joy to be with you guys on these Monday podcasts. And I want to just shed some light on everybody today. And I think it's a podcast maybe I've never done. And I think it's so crucial and so important. You know, on my Instagram, I decided to go and put these questions just for the people to begin to ask any question that they may have about any topic, really. And a lot of people started to come up with different topics that I thought were pertinent. And I thought it's necessary for us to bring them in podcast form so that people can gain knowledge. You know, the worst weapon that the enemy uses, one of the worst weapons that the enemy uses against us, is really ignorance. We cannot be ignorant in any area. So I'll be bringing different topics based on some of those questions that people had. And one of them was about soul ties. And so I wanted to come on here. And for those of you that maybe don't know about soul ties or don't know how, what are soul ties? What exactly do they mean? What do they do in our lives? I want to talk to you today out of that topic. I would say, maybe an extended to say, that healthy relationships are necessary in our lives. Sometimes we have healthy relationships and sometimes we have unhealthy relationships. And it's important for us to identify the healthy ones and maybe not pour into the unhealthy relationships. Because I'm going to start out by saying this, that when God wants to bless you, he will use relationships. When God wants to take you from one particular place that you're at right now to another place, he will always use relationships. When God wants to launch you to a different lifestyle, a way of living, a new dimension of glory, God uses relationships to help us, to empower us, to even wake us up, to shake us. But if the enemy wants to destroy you, he too will use relationships. If the enemy wants to deceive you, he will use relationships. If the enemy wants to take you out, he will use relationships. When I speak of relationships, I'm talking about any kind of relationship, not necessarily a dating relationship. This goes for any relationship. And our relationships are key to examine because let me start out by saying about soul ties. Every soul tie forms, every relationship, I should say, forms a soul tie. So every relationship that we have, every relationship forms a soul tie. It's forming a soul tie between us and that individual. And I'm going to explain, how do we get soul ties? How do we untie ourselves from soul ties? What are soul ties? And how can we be free from all the ungodly soul ties? How can we break those soul ties? So if I know that Satan wants to destroy me by using relationships, I must identify those relationships so that I do not fall prey or I don't fall into the enemy's traps. If I know that God wants to bless me through relationships, I need to identify the ones that are godly, the ones that are healthy, and make sure that I fuel those relationships so that they can become an asset to me and a help to each and every one of us. So soul ties, every single relationship is going to form a soul tie. Keep that in mind and don't ever let that leave your mind. There are healthy soul ties and then there are unhealthy soul ties. But every relationship in our lives is building a soul tie. Some are not good soul ties at all that we've got to break. And then some are healthy soul ties. A healthy soul tie, an example of that would be David and Jonathan in the Bible. The Bible says that Jonathan followed after David. I'm going to read to you one scripture, and it's found in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. And the word of the Lord says, as soon as he had finished speaking to Saul, speaking of Jonathan, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. So Jonathan, as he was speaking to his father Saul, the Bible says that immediately as he was speaking, the soul, the mind, the will, and the emotions of Jonathan became knitted with the soul of David, with his mind, his will, and his emotions. David and Jonathan were soul tied, and it was a healthy soul tie. Jonathan was there for David. It was a godly soul tie. Remember, every relationship forms a soul tie. Sometimes we have to identify our healthy relationships and unhealthy relationships in this respect. Am I in a cycle? Do I have cycles in my life when it comes to relationships? And if you say, yes, I do, there's probably some unhealthy, ungodly soul ties. Jonathan David were those kinds of soul ties. They were healthy soul ties. Now, every friendship that you have, every relationship that you have is forming this soul tie. So what's a soul tie? Let me define it. A soul tie is an emotional bond. That's what a soul tie is. It is a bond that's tied, connected to the soul. So a soul tie is you are united, you are bonded to, you are knitted to. Just like we read, the soul of Jonathan was knitted to David. So you're knitted. Think of a knitting. You're knitted, intertwined, connected to emotionally, and it's a bond between two people. And it unites you to somebody. It unites you, whether it's the opposite sex, whether it's a friendship, but it's a very tight connection. That's what a soul tie is. And a soul tie, sometimes we can become so emotionally attached to somebody. And what's the soul? The mind, the will, the emotions. So we become so attached emotionally, mentally, in all aspects. The soul is tied to that individual. That's why it's so difficult for somebody to go through a divorce, because they were soul tied to their spouse. So there's a grieving process. If maybe you lost a friend, or you lost a loved one, or you've lost somebody that you were very connected to because you were in relationship with that individual, that's why it feels like a grieving process. Maybe you've lost friends in the past. Some maybe went to the world and you kept on in the walk with God, in your walk with God, and it hurts you. Well, it hurts you because there was probably a soul tie, an emotional connection between the two of you. And there's a grieving process. There's a grieving stage. Anytime we end a relationship that we were connected to emotionally, it's a grieving process. It's so hard sometimes to break a soul tie. It's like you feel almost like somebody died, or you feel like something just was broken. You feel almost hopeless sometimes because your soul is longing for that individual. So that's what a soul tie is. Sometimes people can't get over it. You know, there's a statistic, and if you look at statistically what people search for, 3.9 million people search for how to get over a breakup. How do you get over a breakup? 3.9 million people search daily on how to get over a breakup. Meaning there's a lot of people that are soul tied and they don't really understand what a soul tie is. How do you get over a breakup? That's the search. 3.9 million, that's a huge number. So how are soul ties formed? And this is any relationship, okay? It doesn't have to be a dating relationship. It doesn't have to be, but any relationship for that matter. We have to identify our relationships. Are they healthy or are they unhealthy? I'm sure we can all vouch for the fact that we've had some bad relationships that we know that God was probably calling us to separate from. The Bible says in the book of Corinthians, bad company corrupts good character. I'm sure we can all vouch for friends that we've had to maybe stay away from because we knew they weren't really taking us to heaven. They weren't really pushing us towards the things of God. So what are soul ties and how are they formed? A soul tie is an emotional bond. It's a connection that ties you to somebody else. But how is it formed? Well, number one, a soul tie is formed through close relationships. Anytime you have a close relationship with somebody, you are really having a soul tie. You're going to have a connection between them. It could be a bad soul tie or it could be a good soul tie. And so we all pretty much know if they're good soul ties or bad soul ties, because the good ones are really going to pull you towards God. And then the bad ones, and they're going to pull you towards heaven. And the bad ones are probably not going to pull you towards God. They'll probably cause mixture, a little bit of God, a little bit of this. They'll probably call you to compromise a little bit and, oh, come on, it's not that bad. Those are ungodly soul ties. They're ungodly friendships. But the godly ones, the ones that we want to nurture, the ones that we want to take care of, are the ones that are actually pulling us towards God. They're actually helping us move towards heaven. In other words, when I'm with that person, it makes me a better person. I come out better because I'm with that person. In other words, that relationship has helped me grow. That relationship has helped me even fulfill my purpose or my calling in life. So relationships are formed through, or soul ties are formed through close relationships. The second way a soul tie is formed is through vows. Vows. In other words, words that we say. Words like, I'm never going to leave you. We will be best friends forever. Nobody will be able to separate us. I will never leave you. I will always be here. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, death and life are in the power of our tongue. And those that eat of its fruit. You are actually snared by the words of your mouth. Our words can actually be a snare. That's why we can't make covenants and vows that we don't really know nothing about. We don't know if we're going to be in relationship with that person for eternity. So the good kind of relationships, right? We can make vows. We can say, I love you. We can say words of affirmation. That's okay. I'm talking about vows that people make. I will never leave you. Well, a soul tie is actually made through vows. That's why a husband and a wife, before they get married and they're at their wedding, they are releasing words. What are they? They're vows. And actually, those words are so powerful that it's actually forming a covenant. So we form soul ties through the words that we release. And number three, a soul tie is actually formed through intimate sexual intimacy. Physical intimacy. That's how you form a soul tie, those three ways. Not just sexually. It's also through any relationship that you have. Now, Satan's plan is always to kill you. Satan's plan is always to destroy you. Satan will attempt to destroy you always by bringing a wrong soul tie. One of the strategies of the enemy, because he's not going to knock on your door and say, hey, it's me, Satan, I came to attack you. But the way he attacks is through relationships. And sometimes he does it in such a deceiving way that that relationship is really no good for us. But if he wants to destroy us, he wants us to accept the bad soul ties, wrong soul ties. So what he does is he locates weaknesses in our lives, weaknesses. He wants to find a weakness so that we get attached to the wrong people. He'll use guilt. He'll use shame. He'll use our lack of purpose. He'll use temptation, any bondage, any insecurity, anything that's in our lives, he'll begin to use it. And he uses it through deception. Hear me. Satan cannot defeat you unless he deceives you. The enemy cannot defeat you unless he's deceived you. So I want you to analyze for a moment. Do you have any soul ties? How are your friendships? How are the people that are close to you? Do you have ungodly ones? Are there ungodly soul ties that are really pulling you away from the things of God? Are you soul tied to somebody in the past? We can be soul tied to cities. We can be soul tied to people. It could be anybody. It could be an authority figure. We could be soul tied to just about anything. We could be soul tied to even a car. We could be soul tied to anything. But God did not call us to be bound by anything, but rather to be free. So are you soul tied to anything? Are you soul tied to the wrong things? Is the enemy using a wrong relationship to be able to trap you, to be able to keep you in the past? And how do we get free? Well, I'm going to tell you how to get free today. Sometimes a soul tie can be so painful. Sometimes a soul tie can be so tormenting. It torments the mind. Somebody who's soul tied to somebody, you can't stop thinking about them. You think about them a lot. You think about them a lot. So how do we get free from a soul tie? Well, you have to have a plan. You can't just not have a plan. You have to have a plan. When you see a picture of that individual, how do I get free? How do I break a soul tie? When you see a picture of that individual, what is your plan? Whenever you see them on social media, what is your plan? Whenever you know you're going to bump into them in the store, what is your plan? What is your plan? Because sometimes the mind can be very tormenting when you are trying to break a soul tie from somebody. You have to have a plan. God said it like this. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. And sometimes we miss out on the new things because we're holding on to the old things. And God wants to give us new things, new relationships, maybe that God is wanting to give you. But because we're holding on to the old, we're not able to get free from them. Let me say this to you. Maybe you're watching me and you've been sexually abused. And it really wasn't your choice to have or enter into that physical contact. Maybe you were abused sexually. And now you say, I'm bound by this individual. I feel bound. And maybe you're carrying around a lot of symptoms. And maybe there's a lot of areas in your life that are still under bondage because there's still a soul tie there. Maybe you're soul tied to maybe masturbation because of that soul tie that you had in that abuse. Whatever the case may be, there's freedom for you. Whatever the case may be, let me say to you, God always gives us a way out. You don't have to live tied to any bondage. You don't have to live bound to any soul tie that is ungodly or demonic or a soul tie that the enemy is using to try to take you out. You don't have to live bound by any soul tie. There is freedom for you. There is freedom today for you. You just have to have a plan. I'm going to teach you how to get free from any soul tie. Number one, you have to wean yourself off. What do I mean by wean myself off? Whenever I'm going to break an ungodly demonic soul tie, and I've had this relationship, and I know it's not healthy. I remember when I had first come to Jesus, there was this friend of mine who loved to drink and go out drinking. Well, when I came to God, I didn't want to drink anymore. And I remember my so-called friend wanted me to go out and drink with her. And she promised me that she would come to church with me if I drank a little bit here and there. Well, that relationship wasn't good for me because it was causing me to compromise my values and what God had already done in me. God had saved me. He had already pulled me out. He set my father free from alcoholism. I don't want to go back to that bondage. I don't want to go back to that pit. But my friend, bless her heart, she wasn't a bad person. She was a good person. But it wasn't a godly relationship because it was going to cause me to be in mixture and compromise some. So I remember I started to wean myself off from her. Let me explain weaning. When Jacqueline was little, my 19-year-old, I had to wean her off when I nursed her. And weaning Jacqueline off from nursing a baby is a very hard thing. Any mom that is nursing their baby will tell you it is so hard to wean a baby off. A mom that's watching me, to wean your baby off the bottle is not an easy thing. Whenever you decide, I'm going to wean my baby off for their sake and for the sake of their own teeth and the sake of their own future, etc., I've got to wean my baby off. So what a mom will do is they will wean them. They will not give the bottle to the baby. In my case, I didn't allow Jacqueline to nurse anymore. And she cried. She cried so much. She cried at night. Didn't matter what I did. And I was so close to giving in because I would hear her cry. How many moms out there are probably watching me when you've weaned off your baby and you just want to give in because you don't want to hear it? Well, weaning off is actually a way to break a soul tie. What do I mean by weaning off? You don't give in. Wean means to deprive ourselves until you no longer miss it. That's what weaning means. You deprive yourself until you no longer miss it. If you have a soul tie, what do? You wean it off. You deprive yourself of what? Of the phone calls, of the text messages. You wean yourself off with all due respect, with all the compassion that you have, with all the love that you have, but you start to wean yourself off from it. How? I deprive myself. I deprive myself because I know that that relationship is not going to take me into the kingdom of God or to heaven for that matter. Even if the baby screams at night, mom that wants to wean off their child won't give in. You do not give in. So when you deny yourself of your emotions and you deny yourself of even the feelings that you have of your soul, let me tell you, your flesh is going to scream. But do not give in. Keep depriving yourself. Little by little, as you deprive yourself, you won't want it anymore. You won't miss it anymore. That's one way to break soul ties. The scripture says this. Jesus said, if anybody wants to be my disciple, they must deny themselves and they must follow after me. So there has to be a self-denial. You have to obey God every single day because the flesh is going to want you to give in to certain things. But if we're going to break soul ties, then we have to wean ourselves from that. We have to stay away from whatever it is that's causing you to fall, to compromise, and to have mixture in your life. Whatever it is, listen, you want to reject the sin and obey God. The second way you get free from a soul tie is you've got to hear the word of God consistently, not just sometimes, not just on Sundays, not just on Wednesdays. Because you've been deceived, because you fell into deception, because you've allowed a wrong soul tie. I remember with my friend, and I've allowed that relationship to continue, and it caused me to compromise. You know what I started doing? I started picking up my Bible and I started to read it. You know what I started doing? I started picking up preachings and I started to listen to them every single day, consistently. What was it doing? It was breaking the ungodly soul ties. And then God started to bring me godly friendships. I have great friends now that uplift me, that tell me not what I want to hear, but rather what I should hear. So it's important. Our friendships are so key and so vital for our spiritual walk, for our future, for our destiny. You've got to hear the word of God. Why? Because you were deceived. Satan used that relationship to deceive you. And because of that, now you need light. The Bible says that the word of God is light. So you need the word to come and illuminate. What does it do? It removes the confusion. The word of God will always remove confusion from your life. And the truth will always set you free. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, that the word of God is powerful. It's active. It's sharp. It's like a double-edged sword. And it divides soul and spirit. So it divides what's really your soul. And it divides what's really your spirit. So you got to hear the word of God. And number three, how do you break a soul tie? You've got to clean out your house. What do I mean by clean out your house? You've got, because one way the enemy works, okay? You have to clean out your house. Because one way the enemy works is through your five senses. One way that the enemy attacks and tempts you is through your five senses. So he'll attack you through smell. He'll attack you through touch. He will attack you through seeing, through hearing. And one of the strongest ways that he attacks us is through memory recognition. And memory recognition is when you smell something. So usually it's through smell, and you smell something and it reminds you of something. Or you see something and it reminds you of something. Or you hear a song and it reminds you of something. What is that? That's memory recognition. And the enemy uses that to target your soul so that you're tempted to fall back into a soul tie. That's why you have to make sure you clean out your house. If you have anything that's a memory, a song, don't listen to the song that reminds you of the past and it makes you sad. Don't listen to that song anymore. Fast forward it. I mean, just push that fast forward button and move on to the next song. You have to look at all your senses. If there's a perfume, a cologne, something that reminds you of what the past was like, get rid of it. Sometimes we like to make ourselves miserable and we like to keep smelling it and we make ourselves miserable. Stop it. You have to clean out your house. I would say it in this generation, clean out your social media, clean out your Facebook, clean out your phone, get rid of pictures that you have. It's just old memories. It's putting you back into bondage. And be free. Look, God wants you free. The Bible says it like this in the book of Proverbs. The wise, walk with the wise and you will become wise. And it says, for a companion of fools suffers harm. It's time to break all the soul ties. If you are watching me and perhaps you say, I didn't mean to have that relationship. It's just that somebody abused me. How do I get free? You get free the same way. The same blood that was shed for all of us is the same blood for you. It's available to us. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. The word of God cleanses us. I'm going to pray for you that you break every single soul tie. I'm going to pray for you that you are now bound to demonic soul ties, but that the right friendships come into your life. The friendships that are going to uplift you, the friendships that are going to build you, the friendships that are going to pull you towards fire and presence of God, the friendships that are going to cause to awaken a passion for God. Those are the kind of friendships that you need. You don't need the kind of friendships that are going to pull you away. You know, there's a saying, you don't enter and you don't let me enter. It's a saying in Spanish, but it's so true. And oftentimes relationships become the stumbling block from where God wants to take us. It's time to be free. If you say, well, oh, it's a family member. You don't understand. It's one of my family members. We don't have to be rude. We don't have to be unkind. We just have to protect our spiritual walk. We have to protect our own lives. And we have to recognize that every relationship that I have is forming a soul tie. And sometimes people aren't going to like your decision. Sometimes you might be mocked for it. Blessed are they that are persecuted for my name's sake, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. Listen, sometimes people are going to persecute you. Oh, do you think that you're better now? Oh, well, why don't you talk to me anymore? And quite frankly, yes, people are going to talk, but what matters more? The fire of God in your life? The protection of the presence of God? You going to heaven? Or what else somebody else is going to say? You've got to guard your heart. You've got to guard your mind. You've got to guard the relationships that are close to you. In a day and age that we live in, you know, where we may be persecuted because they're not going to like the decisions that we make. But you know what? We have to answer to God. He's the one we have to answer to. So I pray that even if you've watched or watching me, you say, how do I break the soul tie? This is what I feel from somebody who's been abused. If you've been abused and you know that there is a soul tie now and you're tied and in bondage to a lot of things, you can break that soul tie. Just like I said, start to wean yourself off. Start to get in the Word of God. Start to illuminate yourself. Identify when all that happened, what came from that, what stemmed from that, and receive the freedom of God. God wants you free. God wants us to have close, intimate relationships with the right people. But today's the day of freedom. I'm going to pray for you, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, for every person watching and those that are listening, God. And I pray that they would begin to identify ungodly soul ties with godly soul ties. I pray right now, Father, that they would begin to identify the soul ties, God, that have come from the enemy. The soul ties, God, that have come to take them out. That today they would make a conscious decision that they would break demonic soul ties and that they would wean themselves off, that they would be full of the Word of God. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, God, that every person hearing me, God, begin to clean out their house. Father, begin to clean out their telephone. I pray, Father, that we are moving and a people moving towards godly friendships and relationships, God. That we break demonic alliances, Father, and that we move towards, God, godly alliances. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that they would begin to identify them now. And Father, today I break soul ties upon people's lives. I break them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit, God, that has come through a demonic means, that has come through a soul tie, Father, today it is broken in Jesus' name. And I call, Father, the grace of God over their lives to be able to overcome, to be able to walk this journey until it is weaned off completely. That they have the grace of God to be able to deprive themselves for this season so that they can be free completely. Father, I am asking you in Jesus' name for your people. Father, I pray the grace of God over them. I call the healing power of God over those that have soul ties because of situations that have happened in the past. Father, today it is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Listen, no matter what soul tie it is, if it is a demonic soul tie, don't you ever feel guilty about distancing yourself. That is for the protection of your own heart, the protection of your own mind, the protection of your own walk in God. Because before you know it, bad company does corrupt good character. Blessings, and I pray that this was of help to you. Please share it with everybody that you know that needs to break a soul tie or to identify if they have a soul tie. I love you guys, and I bless you, and until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.